are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Let's say it again. WTW, welcome to Wednesday. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Probably in about 3 hours' time, because that's how long we're going to be sitting here entertaining you this morning. Let's take a look, shall we, see who we've got born on this day, this date, the 13th of December, by the way. Ernst Werner von Siemens was born on this day. The year was 1816. He was a German inventor and an industrialist. And if the name sounds familiar, the founder of the electrical and telecommunications company Siemens. His name has also been adopted as the SI unit of electrical conductance, known as, needless to say, the Siemens.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ain't got no regrets, I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no, don't wanna misplay. Put on no display, an angel no, but I know my way.
And there we go, bring us in this morning. A little song there from Mr. Lou Graham. That is Midnight Blue. And it is one of his best, I think. He issued as a 7-inch single. This was in the United States in January of 1987 by Atlantic Records. It was the lead single of his debut album, which was called Ready or Not, and released in February of 1987. Extended remix of the song was also available. That was on a 12-inch single. It was like a sort of a single the size of an LP, if I remember rightly. Anyway, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're making our way to 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is, as I said, Wednesday, WTW. Song came off of Lisa Stansfield's album Affection, which was released in October 1989. Remember that one so well, that's when I took, I think it was my first holiday to Ibiza at that time. And I remember walking around the sand dunes in Ibiza with that blaring out on my cassette player. Oh, great song. Anyway, All Around the World. And that was her debut studio album, Affection, by the way. And that track did extremely well for her.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
And let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman just dropped me a line on WhatsApp. I love it. It's good morning, Jerry D. This isn't a request. It's just funny that I woke up with no more Mr. Nice Guy in my head. Because that was one of our opening tracks from the show yesterday, was No More Mr. Nice Guy. So anyway, don't worry, Christopher. Tomorrow you're going to wake up with bad habits. And there we go. Lovely to hear from you. Also, quickly, good morning to Mary Lou. She just... said she's with us this morning, which is absolutely brilliant. So what we're going to do right now, because it is that time on the show, just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and what do? We get you sort of showered, cleaned up, smelling nice, to get you set for your Wednesday here in Panama. All right, what have we got for you? I like this. It's a cover, and it's a brilliant one.
Thank you.
There they go, and that is Funky Town by Pseudo Echo. Time to get you out. On your way. Chop, chop. There we go. Don't keep me hanging around. Like I said, we always like a good cover, don't we? If you're going to make a cover, make it your own. They certainly did. Pseudo Echo, a band from Australia. New wave band formed at the beginning of the 1980s. And in the 80s, Pseudo Echo, well, they had multiple Australian top 20 hits with a track called Listening, Beat For You, Don't Go, Love and Adventure, and Living in a Dream. Now, their 1986 cover of Funky Town, which was the one we just played, of course, that was originally, wasn't it, by Lips Inc. It was an international success for them. It peaked at number one in Australia and New Zealand. It became a top 10 hit in Sweden, Canada, United States, and the United Kingdom. Mr. Bruce Willis. This is what you should all do. It's called Respect Yourself.
Respect yourself.
with Jerry D.
Makes the world go round, and reminding of us, indeed reminding, don't we? Reminding us of that is Madonna. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for a quick break, and we'll be back with some look at the with a look at some of the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Come down, and the sun can't stop us.
Oh, there we go, yes, Hugh Jackman and Cast there, and The Greatest Show. Following on, caught by a song, song called Trouble's Coming from Royal Blood. 16 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM, and we've got confirmation Andreas is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. He's been to see Wonka. What did I say he was? He went to see Wonka, yes. Yasmin and I haven't seen it yet, so we may not be able to talk about it, but... Anyway, Andreas is coming in. We'll also be checking in, of course, with Ingrid and with Yasmin as well during the course of the morning. And apart from that, great music, as ever, going right through till 10 this morning. Like this one, Bad Medicine. Bon Jovi. Yes, Bon Jovi and Bad Medicine. I tell you what, after taking some bad medicine, you want to just sit back and relax. And I tell you, well, what should we drink?
Little glass of wine. It's a good thing you're here. You're warm on my lips. As warm as a tear. comfort to the fool who is restless in his mind. The lover's trusty potion, a little glass of wine, a little glass of wine. Child of the sunlight, hiding your shame in the many, many tears. Oh, the number is sublime. Shall stain a woman's bosom with a little glass of wine. As soon as you learn that you don't live forever, you will grow fond of the fruit of the vine. So here is to you, here is to me, and here's to the
as well, yes. A glass of wine. And that was Gary Allen. Gary Allen Herzberg, but just known as Gary Allen for his music. And he's an American country singer, obviously, signed to Decca Records in 1996. Made his country music debut with the release of his single called Her Man, the lead off to his gold certified debut album, which was called Used Heart for Sale. And that was released in 1996 on Decca. His second album, It Would Be You, followed in 1998. And Allen's third album, which was called Smoke Rings in the Dark, was his first one for MCA Nashville, to which he has been signed ever since now. His first platinum album. His next album's All Right, Guy, that was 2001, if I remember rightly, and See If I Care, and that was a couple of years later. Both were also certified platinum as well. So there, what a great country singer he is. And let me see, what have I got for you now? Oh, I tell you what I've got. I got Don McLean. Now, Don McLean is an old favourite of mine, because I sort of grew up with a lot of his music. I didn't grow up, I was already grown up, with a lot of his music back in the early 1970s. And in those days, they used to sort of do a lot of covers of each other's music. And Don McLean did what I think is rather a nice cover, If You Could Read My Mind.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains around my feet, you know that ghost. I won't ever be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail. You won't read that book again, because the ending just too hard to take. I walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way. Enter number two. Movie queen to play the scene, bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way. To say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and we just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains around my feet, the story always ends. I never thought I could feel this way, and I got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and we just can't get it back.
That really is a nice cover. Don McLean. And if you could read my mind. In fact, it was originally by the Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. And Gordon Lightfoot wrote the lyrics apparently while he was reflecting on his own divorce. And it reached number one for him up there in Canada. And it was, 1970 he released that. And I released it 71 on for another international release. Lightfoot cited his divorce for inspiring the lyrics, and they came to him as he was sitting in a vacant Toronto house. It compares events in his relationship to a ghost movie and a paperback romance novel. And the lyrics include the lines, "I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. With the request of his daughter, Ingrid, he performed the lyrics with a slight change. The line, "I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack," is altered to, "I'm just trying to understand the feelings that we lack." And Lightfoot said in an interview that the difficulty with writing songs inspired by personal stories is that there is not always the emotional distance and clarity to make lyrical improvements, such as the one that his daughter suggested. So they are. Great song. Doesn't matter who sings. It's been quite a few cover versions of that one. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour. 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I remember how it breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
There we go, In Vogue and My Lovin'. You're never gonna get it. Keep an eye on the time, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Paul Dixon over there in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. Morning, afternoon. Yes, indeed. So Jerry says, is it too early for this one? The Kit's Santa Baby. Absolutely not. We're going to play that for you in just a second. And this is Sunday, Monday, I was baking the family Christmas biscuits. And yesterday we had the Lunch Club Christmas dinner. Only 3 hours of it. If they were, if it was an open bar, I don't see where the problem is with that one. Anyway, you asked for a ticket. Enjoy.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed a plot in the mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Humpity Hump Day. Woohoo, Wednesday, then day. Yes, it's definitely here. Summer is here. Wow, it's very early this year. No more rain for us for a while, but it is gorgeous and breezy and delicious. It's a little warm in the afternoon, but it is so beautiful right now. Oh, the mornings are divine. Don't you all come up here at once, because it's too pretty to share with everybody. Only a few. And especially those who want to have some tranquila. Yeah, peaceful, calma.
It's been a beautiful day. Yesterday, the cook went shopping and had the housekeeper here doing some work and whatnot and kept me busy as well, working, doing my things with my computadoras. So, as it turns out, today is, we have to have our young gentleman, the Mr. Man, who's going to come, and we're going to teach him how to take care of the pooty tats for again for a couple of days. Because the cook and I are coming into the city next week, and we just need to make sure this young man is all ready and set to go to feed them pooty tats. They like to have their morning breakfast and their evening dinner. And, of course, Chelsea's going to come with us, which I don't know what she heard last night in the middle of the night. She decided to woof, woof, and run outside, and okay, and then it's like, okay, why are you doing that? But you know what? She's a guard dog, and there's a difference between a guard dog and a watchdog. A watchdog will alarm you. A guard dog will protect you. I think she has changed from being the watchdog to the guard dog. Okay, here's a kitty cat who wants to go outside. You want to go outside? There you go. There you go, Binker. Out. In or out. Don't be indecisive. Be a smart, there you go, go you go, there you go. The poinsettia's doing nice, it looks like. And we've got, looks like three aguacates that have busted through their stones, I guess you call it seeds, and they're going to be going into the ground soon. Cook's got her hands full, and we'll be getting our costumes ready. The Aussie is sending an inverter, so we'll have lights for the parade. Okay. Tomorrow's Thursday, and we're going to look forward to speaking to you then. Until then, back to you in the studio.
There we go. Big thanks to Ingrid, and there was Bill Haley and his comments with Jingle Bell Rock. Excuse me, are you busy, or...?
Is it my turn?
Unfortunately.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Put your headphones on.
People are just so excited.
Why?
Because it's almost Christmas, and there's a lot of Christmas movies going on.
Yeah.
And delightful films.
Good. Yeah. Any particular... Because, I mean, a lot of the sort of... Christmas films always look to be the same sort of theme,
oh, yeah.
Don't they? You know, you take somebody home for dinner that the family doesn't like, or you...
Does that happen to you a lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, I love those movies. They're dumb, and they're repetitive.
We wonder why.
But I do love them. Guilty pleasure, but I found a good one, a British one.
Of course.
On Prime.
Oh, really? Which was it?
Yes, it's called This Is Christmas.
Right.
Great film. A really lovely film. Well-performed. Kind of different. A little bit different. There's no somebody coming to dinner they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend. I really enjoyed it. Me and my wife watched it this weekend on Sunday. the nice glass of wine. We had a lovely time.
Is that included on Prime?
It is included on Prime. You do need your VPN, obviously, because Prime has different content.
Oh, you are in
Panama in the States. But if you do have your VPN and you have Prime, you are able to watch This Is Christmas.
Great. Okay.
British film. Yeah.
Okay.
Recommend.
Or if you don't have a VPN, it's not Christmas.
It is not Christmas. If you don't have a VPN, you can ask your...
If it's included... What I find, though, if it's included in Prime, I get them here on my TV.
If it's a Prime original.
Yeah, is this a Prime original?
I don't think it is, no.
So then I'd have to pay it to rent it.
No. Amazon Prime has some free content there.
No, I know.
If you're in the States.
Look, so what I'm asking you, if it's... Oh, because this... So they vary it depending on where...
Correct. Remember, there's licensing fees. Everything's licensed, Jerry. So there's a couple things that they can show in the States that they cannot show outside the States. Mm-hmm. This is one of them.
Actually, funny enough, talking completely digressing, but a similar sort of thing I found. I was looking for a particular thing on Amazon the other day.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that's what I want. I went to buy it.
You got me a present?
No.
I mean, why would you?
Exactly. and I went to buy it, and then it came home. No, due to something or other, it cannot be sent to this address.
Really?
Yeah, no, remember, this would be going to
mailboxes,
etc. And I thought, oh, is this something to do with my card, or is this something to do with what? And anyway, I saw it, and I tried it using going through PayPal.
Okay.
And it did the same thing. So I thought, okay, well, it could still be my card, because I use the same card on PayPal as well. Something. And then I thought, let me try something. And I went through the process of, you know, buying something else.
Yeah.
No problem. Absolutely no
problem. So what's that product?
It was a restriction that's actually put on by the manufacturer, not by Amazon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they don't deliver to P.O. boxes. That's probably
it. Well, yeah. I think this particular product or whatever... they don't want it sent out of the United States.
I don't think it's that.
Because it was nothing else. So, I mean, it's
probably a P.O. box. It's probably because it is a P.O. box. There's some companies that don't deliver to a P.O. box.
If it's been delivered by Amazon. If I buy my stuff from
Interesting.
Amazon.
Interesting, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, because the, anyway, I mean, it doesn't matter because...
Did you make a formal complaint?
No.
Okay.
I just kept a low profile. You don't want to make a fuss.
You?
Sorry?
You don't like to make a fuss.
Look, who the hell do you think you are coming onto this program talking to me like that? Me? I'm always relaxed
I'm
and laid
super
back.
Low-key. I'm not high maintenance at all.
I'm always relaxed and
I'm not
chill.
Dramatic.
Now I've seen your acting.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, you were going to talk about Wonka, but I mean, you can talk a bit about Wonka.
No, but you wrote to me, you and Jazz, were like, we're going to go watch it this weekend. Please don't talk about Wonka.
I didn't say that.
You said it in a nice way. You said it in a nice way.
And Yasmin must have said it.
No. She said, Jerry says. She is the message deliverer.
Anyway, I mean, briefly.
Listen, briefly.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Okay.
I was skeptical because I'm a huge fan of the original. I love the Gene Wilder one.
Mm. I agree with you.
Do not like the Tim Burton one at all.
Yeah.
But I do love the Gene Wilder one from the 70s.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. I got to be honest. It's hard to make such a beloved property, which is Wonka. And make it good. It's people not compare it, and people be like, no, I'd rather do that, or rather the original. This one made something of its own. It's an original thing. It's something. It's the story of it, the origin of Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta be honest, Paul King, man, I would, at this point, after Paddington 2, in this movie, I would, if I were like a children's author or a publisher that has property or IP that he can make it to beloved films, I would search him out. Because he knows how to grab these really difficult properties.
He's a director.
Yeah, he's a director. Yeah. He's a director-writer. He has the ability to grab these complicated properties, beloved properties, and make really heartfelt films that are great for the whole family, not just the kids. They're really good for the whole family. And Wonka's no exception. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... And again, my expectations were low, and they surpassed them by far. I recommend. I think you're going to enjoy it. Okay, I really do.
Definitely. We'll have to set out an evening next week. Yes, we could do it Tuesday evening because then we
don't wait too long because there's some big movies coming out.
Oh no! I tell you what, let's do it Monday evening.
Monday.
Yeah. No, because that's the whole. No, that's right. That's why we're going.
Don't we have something on Monday? Wait, are you canceling the Monday event?
Well, we're going to movies.
We're going to the movies.
Well, we are. So what you got?
What are we? Are we just going to be there and at the bar by myself?
It's the way we can save money. Yes.
Movie is still the cheapest form of entertainment in Panama.
I know, especially if you're jubilado.
Oh man, you and your jubilado thing.
I don't normally actually. I'm not one.
Do
of
you
these,
use it a lot?
I don't use it as much as I could do. It depends. You see, if I'm going to an expensive restaurant, I'll use it.
100%. It's funny.
If I'm going to get a cup of coffee and a sandwich or something, I'm not going to eat.
When I go out with family, no, oh my god, no diss to the mom, but we go out to dinner and everybody's like chipping in to pay, and you can tell like. Those are mine, so those need the discount. The big ass bill. Like, the guy's like, come on.
Oh, love it.
Gotta take advantage.
No, I tell you what, it's something we both watch.
Yeah.
Which we're talking about, not at the cinema, but on Netflix. And that's the Squid Game, the challenge.
Yeah, I got hooked this weekend, man.
Yeah, I the same thing happened to me. I sort of thought, I was sort of on off. And I thought, oh, let me see. And from the minute it starts, I mean, it's. I mean, when you consider, I mean, there's no actors in there.
No, just it's the reality
people
show.
And how they react. And I was watching something about how they did it. Apparently, it was one of the largest sets ever used. It's made in an old airship.
It was in the UK. They filmed in the UK.
Of course they did. That's why it's good.
Oh, come on.
It's an old, you know, the big balloons they used to make, the Zeppelins and things like
it's
that.
It's in a Zeppelin?
It's one of their hangars.
Okay.
And it's one of the largest sets ever built.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Netflix has a lot of money. Funny enough, it's not a long shoot. I saw that it took about 2 weeks.
Yeah, because obviously, I mean, we see it differently.
Yeah.
But obviously, for them... I mean, I guess they all arrived, got knocked out, and it was continuous for them.
It was done over 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks. I mean.
Did you have a favorite going in? Did you like, oh, I wish this person.
Well, there were 456 people starting.
After the first game where they eliminated half.
When you got down to sort of like the nucleus and.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if anything, I shifted a bit between characters.
Okay, that's normal. I guess.
And but what I did like about the way they did it, it wasn't overly sophisticated. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but the game that you
play
to win $4.5 million. $4.5 million. I mean, if I'd been on it, I'd have taken a gun with me.
I gotta be honest. I don't think I've ever seen a reality show with that amount of money to give.
No,
I've
neither
never.
Have I.
Normally, the max I've seen was like $1 million. So 4.5 was that a lot? I did have a favorite going in, and I hated the fact that a lot of them, and some of the players, would lose by chance.
Like, oh, yeah, but that's what I like. But yeah, it wasn't. Some, you didn't have to be super intelligent. You didn't have to be.
No,
it was
no.
down to
athletic.
How,
no.
How, no. No, you didn't have to be athletic.
No.
It came down to basically how you work with other people.
Yeah.
Your mindset when it comes to how do I get rid of so and so or whatever, and like you say, the thing is, you could be the best there. It could be your favorite, and they'll be eliminated just by something simple.
There was two moments that really called my attention. There was one guy that was like a beekeeper guy, an old man, that made friends with a bunch of young kids, and he was like a leader of sorts. You see? Boom. I read the message.
You're supposed to be concentrating.
I'm just saying, I read the message.
Where were you just talking?
I was talking about the old man I enjoyed, I was rooting for, and the old man that was a beekeeper.
Yeah,
he was like heavily tattooed.
Oh, yeah, he was quite
he was fun.
Character.
I enjoyed it, and I hated the fact that somebody eliminated him, and he was like, wait, what? I don't even know this person that's calling my name to be eliminated, and it was kind of sad to see him go that way.
Hmm.
And the other one I really enjoyed, because it was, It was so bad. There was this one episode where they have to choose what shape they have. What shape their whole line.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy came on, and he was just a shell of himself. And I love the fact that he gets manipulated, and he knew he was getting manipulated, but he could not have the backbone to say no. It was so. The guy was so sad. He was sad. He was a sad character.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed it. I don't know if you ever saw the actual show.
No, I didn't.
The Korean one. It's more bloody.
It's a movie, isn't it? Where they actually
get... No, it's a TV show. It's a series.
Oh, it's a TV.
Yeah, it's like an 8-episode series.
Oh, I Netflix. Thought the other one was a movie, and they actually got killed.
No, in the TV show they actually get killed.
In the TV show.
There is a TV show. Not a reality show, an actual show. A Korean show that 8 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they actually get killed. Yeah,
yeah they don't get eliminated.
It's a movie, basically.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a difference.
Yeah. And the thing where I read reviews about the reality show and the TV show, the TV show is a message about capitalism, about greed, about all this stuff, and where it takes us. The TV show, not really. The TV show is completely the opposite. It's about, it's about capitalism, but forward capitalism, not against it. It's people just really wanting to win $4.5 million. And how far will they go to win $4.5 million? The other one is, it's like a difference in emphasis. The one is like, can you imagine how far people will go to win 4.5? And the other one's like, I wonder how much people will go to win 4.5. One is positive, one is negative, which is a really interesting way of watching those shows. But it breezes through because I think it's 8 episodes as well.
Yeah.
The challenge when the reality show. And you get involved with the characters, man. You start rooting for people. You start hating people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You start wishing this person won. I did read that the winner to this day has not received his or her money.
Oh, really?
Yes, because obviously this was filmed in February, and they couldn't give the money away because it would have spoiled who won.
I see, of course.
Yeah, so yeah, this person is still waiting on that balance.
Yes. Yeah, that must be awful.
It's I guess so, but hey, man, just...
I'm glad the person won that did win.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah.
In the end of the day, out of the finalists, she is the one that I wanted because...
Interesting.
There was one of the three with the...
I hated the first that got eliminated. There were three. I hated them.
Yeah, I didn't like him at all.
Yeah, I was not a fan of him. I was glad he was the one eliminated.
Yeah. No.
That's the thing about the show. You do end up being like a little...
Oh, of course, you get involved.
He's super involved, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, what would I do if I was... I'd probably get it. I mean, the thing... I saw something and say... they did it in this huge hangar. It's the biggest set apparently ever used for a TV show. And they were talking about how they... You know, the doll, the Korean doll... the first
I
one.
I read that as well, yeah.
Yeah. They basically made it from the original.
Yeah.
And it was done by one of these sort
3D
of...
3D printer.
3D printer.
Yeah, it took days to make.
I'm not surprised.
That's incredible.
Because it was something like 13 feet high or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But apparently it took like so much energy to print that thing. But yeah, it worked. It looked great.
No, I mean, it really did look good.
Quick question. There is a mother and son duo.
Right.
That is, they're popular.
I was quite fond of them.
The question is for you, how quickly would you eliminate your parent? How cutthroat would you be?
Well, you know my mother is no longer with us.
I know, that's why I said
no, that was to say, because she suggested we did a show together. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay, I was like, oh my God, that would have been amazing.
But, no, I mean, as long as...
She seemed a lot more cutthroat than him.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I think so. I think she would have throw him overboard quicker than he would have.
But that was the thing is that they were very, very clever the way they actually did it and the way that they made people compete.
Yeah.
In other words, you didn't have to be an athlete. You didn't have to be super intelligent. Because you could be sitting there and say, right, you have won this, you have to eliminate three people.
Those were rough, man. Seeing people eliminated because they weren't popular or they weren't liked enough. That was interesting.
But that's it, isn't
that's
it?
That's part of the show.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Reduce, as you mentioned, you got to reduce from 456 to one.
You wouldn't have stood a chance.
Sorry. I wouldn't. No, 100%. I would have been like, can somebody take out the...
We live in Paideia.
Yeah.
Okay, I live in Paideia.
You do?
I would have sent my maid.
What do you mean?
But like everybody else does in Paideia. The maid takes the kids. The maid walks the dogs.
Taking shots at the poor Paideian residents.
Well, I'm one of them.
You're one of them, man.
Yeah. So go and make my coffee and I'll be back with you in a minute. We're going to take a piece of
delicious coffee.
Yeah, go and make me, yeah. We're going to have a piece of music.
On the ground, for nobody knew.
There we go, Mr. Phil Collins, and don't lose my number. Sorry, were you busy?
Did he retire, Phil Collins?
No, he's been, well, I think he has retired, because it was a shame to see him, because he has a back issue.
Oh.
And I'm not sure exactly what it was, whether it's an operation or whatever. But he had a cane.
Oh, snap.
And I saw him at one show, and he was actually sitting in
the whole show.
The show. And you could tell he was in pain. I think at the end of the day, he just had to say that.
How old is he at this point?
Phil Collins? I don't know. Let me check.
His daughter is making it quite famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she is Lily Collins. She is, I think you saw Emily in Paris, the Netflix show?
Yeah.
The lead.
Really?
That is Phil Collins' daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
Lily
Collins. Some riveting radio right now, checking some ages.
Yeah, I should have made the
there we go, 1951.
See him there, look. See,
look at that, yeah, she looks old.
He's 51, 72 then, because 72. I'm 74.
Are you? You look like a young 73. good times.
Can you finish?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you.
I had a quite a nice little chuckle.
Well, I noticed. Sorry about that, listeners. Anyway, it was very nice of him to spend the time that he did coming to see us. Well, that's it. Anyway, who was it you were just telling me? I recognize the picture.
Yeah, Andre Brower died last night. Andre Brower was known for shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
That was his latest project
he had. I definitely recognize him.
He was in a lot of cop shows, NYPD Blue or one of those.
He'd be like the lieutenant.
Yeah, correct. He passed away last night from, it says, a short illness. I have no idea what that means. But sad, man. 61, super young.
No.
Andre Brower.
Yeah.
One of the best voices in Hollywood. He had a super deep baritone voice that really called people attention. No, Brower with an A-U-G-H-R-E-R, I think it's.
Oh,
B-R-A-U. B-R-A-U. Without the O. There you go.
There we go. Andre, yes.
Yeah.
With that kind of spelling, it had to come up quickly.
Andre Brower, yeah.
Died the 11th of December. Gosh, grief. How terrible.
Yeah.
Best known for his roles as Detective Frank Pembleton in the police drama series Homicide.
There you go.
Life on the Street. Used car salesman Owen Thoreau Jr. in the comedy drama series Men of a Certain
Age.
And Captain Raymond Holt in the police comedy series Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. It was sad times.
It is indeed.
Great character actor, again.
Yeah, he was in movies. Glory, Primal Fear, City of Angels, Frequency, Duet, Poseidon.
He's in good roles, man.
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, Salt, The Gambler, She Said. And Brower also appeared in numerous series such as Thief, The Good Fight, BoJack Horseman, House, and New Girl. Yeah, tell you what, he was always working, wasn't he?
He was one of those. He was one of those constantly working actors. He was never a movie star or anything like that, but he was a working actor, and he worked his entire life. And it's sad to see one of these character actors, because man, they bring so much into a project. He doesn't need a lot of lines, he doesn't need a lot of limelight. He will do a great job, and he will call attention. He has that amount of charisma. So yeah,
there's not many of us left here.
It's you and him.
Well, but like you said, it says Brower died on the 11th of December at the age of 61, following a brief illness.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It means it was short.
That means it was probably very serious, I guess. Like
very quick,
cancer stage 4 kind of thing.
So probably. Anyway, very, very sad to hear.
Yeah, good times. Sad times.
Tell me more about Christmas on your Christmas list for
movies?
For movies, yeah.
Well, I always watch one movie every year. I bought it a long time ago on Amazon. It's a very old movie called The Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
It's with Fred Astaire and... who sings White Christmas? Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
correct. So it's with them two. It is about Bing Crosby decides to open an inn in the countryside, but he only opens the inn on holidays and has a big show where he obviously he sings and dances. And it's a kind of a romantic comedy because Fred Astaire is also a super popular showman, and they compete for the same woman. It's fun. It's politically incorrect at some points, very politically incorrect in others. But it's one of my movies I watch every Christmas. Every Christmas I bought it, I watch it at a certain point in December. Mm-hmm. It's on my list, mm-hmm, always. The Santa Claus, some of the Santa Claus with Tim Allen is always on my list. And as I mentioned before, I do search on Netflix, on Max, on Prime, on everywhere I can to find these really mediocre Christmas movies, because they are the ones that you shut off your brain and you just have a glass of wine and super predictable, but at the same time, super nice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't want to watch any cynicism, you don't want to watch any villains or master plots or dramas, you just want to watch a dumb Christmas movie that you can feel Christmas spirit and enjoy yourself. Those are always on my list as well.
See, you've just summed up my whole attitude about going to the theater.
There you go. That's right.
I mean, going to cinema. It's basically, we have enough crap during the day. It's nice to shut off and...
Interestingly enough, the Golden Globes nominations came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a movie on my list. It's been on my list for quite a while, and I haven't been able to watch it because I know it's a deep performance movie called Past Lives. And I'm just—it got heavily nominated. I'm eager to watch it, but it does seem like a hard movie to watch. And when I say hard, it's not—it doesn't seem, not enjoyable because mm-hmm. it is a romantic mm-hmm. film. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like a slow film, very very actor-wise, and you have to go into those movies knowing what you're gonna watch. Mm-hmm. You can't go like, oh, let me see some explosions today. No, you're gonna watch a deep, good performance. And be very invested in that and try to get no distractions. In my opinion, when you watch a movie that is very deep, you have to have no distractions. You really enjoy it. So that's on my list. I want to watch at that point. It's exciting, man. It's exciting. I love this time of year. And obviously, one of the big ones, Aquaman is coming out in movie theaters next week. Are you going to be there? Wonka Aquaman double feature? Straight through. I know Jasmine loves some Jason Momoa.
Don't be ridiculous.
No? You're not a fan of Jason Momoa?
I know some of Aquaman. I've never seen an Aquaman movie.
Well, there hasn't been a lot in your defense. There's been one.
I wonder how I missed it.
Yeah. It's a billion-dollar movie. By the way, Disney, first year in maybe, I think, 15 years, they haven't had a billion-dollar movie in an entire year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think you're talking about movies hard to watch. I think I've told you before, I'm the only person in the world that's never watched Love Story.
He died, by the way, this week as well. Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, that's right, he did. He did, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't die in the movie.
He didn't die. His girlfriend did.
Exactly. Because that's not what I need to go to the cinema
to see. I do love me a good cry once in a while, Jerry. You gotta get a good cry once in a while.
She had cancer or something.
Yeah, she had cancer.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's enough of that in real life. I don't need to go to the cinema to see somebody going through the trauma of cancer. It's not my cup of tea.
Not your cup of tea.
The music was nice.
Did that change, though? Were you ever like a movie buff that you wanted to watch the best performances, or...
No.
No, you've always been like, I just want to go there and enjoy
myself. There were a few people that I would go and see a movie because they were in it. Michael Caine was one of them.
Okay.
Sean Connery, of course, was another one. I don't know. I'm not a movie buff. That's just it. I think that's the advantage, because I don't go to the movie with any things other than, did I come out and enjoy it or didn't I? I mean, there was an example, for instance, you know, what was it saw the other week where it just sort of, it was the Hunger Games one.
Oh yeah, and we watched that together.
Okay, yeah, we watched it, and I saw that, and it was before the Hunger Games, so I hadn't seen any of the other movies.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it as a standalone movie. I mean, I feel I would have understood it perhaps a bit more if I'd seen one or two, but it didn't make any difference because standalone it was good. And I thought, oh, well, that sort of left it up in the air. I've got to watch the others. But the thing is, it was a movie for some strange reason I was thinking about for a couple of days afterwards. That, to me, means it made some kind of impression.
There you go. Interesting. Nice.
You know, so I don't go with any preconceived ideas when I go to the movies. And I either come out, yeah, it was okay, or it wasn't. And if I fall off, it was a, if I fall off to sleep, it was a disaster.
Wow. Quick thing, though. On Netflix, your brand, I'm assuming you own a lot of stock on Netflix. A couple of movies coming out this December. There's a brand new movie with Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali.
Yes, I saw the trailer of that.
That's one of those movies I want to watch, like, super focused, because it seems like a complicated film that, I think it's a comedy drama kind of situation. But I'm eager to watch it, but I want to watch it full attention on the screen. And the other one's Maestro.
Oh, yeah.
It is directed and performed by Bradley Cooper.
Mm.
And for anybody out there who has seen, for example, his take on the classic movie that's been redone a million times, what's it called? The one he did with Lady Gaga. I'm blanking here.
Don't even know who. Well, I know who Lady Gaga is.
You know who Lady Gaga is?
Yeah, I don't know the movie.
The music was beautiful. Oh my God, how am I blanking on this movie? Anyways.
Because you're old.
Yeah, I guess so. But he plays a conductor, a famous conductor. It's a biopic of a famous conductor.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what it's called, but I do remember when you talk.
You've seen the. Okay, yeah. And interestingly enough, he said that he has been preparing to do that for 6 years.
Wow.
And he prepared 6 years to only conduct 6 minutes. That's how difficult that to be a conductor is. So it's I'm eager to watch it. It seems like a great film, and also has gotten a bunch of nominations. So that's on my list as
well.
There's
somebody who I do really rate, and that is Lady Gaga.
Oh, super talented.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Amazingly talented.
Anyway, you got to go.
I got to go.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Times. Never mind.
I will see you on Monday. Hey. No?
No. You're going with Ingrid and Keith.
I don't know where they're going.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Take care, all the very best.
Bye-bye.
And that's it. Andreas with us this morning. It's always great to have him with us in the studio. Time on The Breakfast Show. Do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
dear. My dearest of all, darling, I know we got to part. Baby, 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 it really doesn't hurt me that bad. You're taking me with you, and I'm keeping you right here in my heart. It's all because I love you. Woo-hoo. And I love you, and I love you too. Everywhere you call me, love all night.
There we go. Two great tracks that bring us in this hour of this morning's program. Started off with Justin Hayward and John Lodge off of the Blue Jays album. That was Nights, Winters, Years. And for John, well, call me Aretha Franklin. Why not? We can take one more piece of music, and when we come back from that, we're going to check in with Yasmin. I know we do have a couple of people. Born on this day music. Here's Rod Stewart and Passion.
alone in your bed at night. It's 12:30. As you turn out your side light, oh, hey, there's no passion. There's no passion. There's no passion. I need passion. You need passion. We need passion. Can't live without passion. Won't live without passion. Can't live without passion. Even the president needs.
Gotta go, very passionate to Mr. Rod Stewart there. And that's brought us down to 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And well, we were chatting with her earlier, but good morning again, yes?
Good morning, happy Wednesday.
And it is indeed a happy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, nice to have Andreas with us this morning. And it looks like we're going to enjoy the movie when we go. We need to sort out an evening next week.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because during the weekend, are you going to be busy?
I'm not really sure. I have to check with
the... Do you prefer during the week?
Not necessarily. I mean, I can. We can check with Christina. I don't think it's anything in particular. I don't think we've got anything Saturday, right?
Mm.
So, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that. Is that all right with you? I mean, what's... is Ian coming with us?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. He knows it's scary, doesn't he?
Yeah, we can talk. Later.
All right.
Know if it's going to be Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let us know and I'll check with Christina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've got anything particular on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll give us free chocolate. I don't think so.
No.
What's the point of having a chocolate bag? You know, that was one of the things. When my father was in the police force down in Sussex, I remember as a kid,
mm-hmm.
He used to sort of, I guess, one of the chocolate factories there. I'm not sure, it might have been Cadbury's or something like that. But he'd bring back this big basket of chocolates, mm-hmm. all different types of chocolates. And you know, Neil, our co-producer,
mm-hmm.
he used to work in Slough, not far from where he is now in Windsor. Mm-hmm. And he worked for Mars. The confectionery people.
Ah, yes, uh-huh.
And he did the same. And his father before him worked for Mars.
Mm.
So it was always good going there because they used to get these huge bundles of sweets that they were given.
Wow.
Because they worked there. Yeah, what a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like working in Willy Wonka's factory.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh. Well, they were working in the factory, so...
that's fun.
Mm, yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So much for a diet. Mind you, in those days... I tell you what, I had a 28-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 36. Oh. Then shit happened. Sorry. Then then something happened.
Mm-hmm.
My metabolism apparently must have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy doing that without asking permission. Anyway, so you're looking very dapper again today. Where are you off to today?
Oh, today I have another lunch.
Oh, God. No, no wonder you need to go to the gym.
Yes. Thanks to another agency. This is... Cardigans, remember they organize Empo Woman every year.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's why I didn't get invited.
So, yeah, I got that invitation for today. It's gonna be at Casa Casco.
What's Casa Casco?
In Casco Viejo.
Oh, in a castle in Casco.
Yes. So, yes, I'll be there today after the show.
Well, I'm glad you're having a nice time.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to tonight. Good friends of ours, John and his daughter,
mm-hmm.
Marjorie. We're going. They invited us out for dinner tonight.
Oh,
that's
good.
Nice. Yeah, going to one of my favourite restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Vinoteca.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have anything to eat all day till tonight. So looking forward to that.
Okay.
Good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and.
Let me see what else is going on today. No, we're, you know, Christina's redone the Christmas tree.
Oh, today?
Yeah, okay. Because I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did what?
Well, I did.
You started.
I put all the lights on.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And Christina decided to redesign.
Oh, okay.
And she did a great job. I like it.
Because
we got a few more extra lights and they wouldn't have worked with the way then. So she took them all off this morning and put them all back on again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yes, nice. It's nice. So, yeah, I'll just be sort of pottering around, getting ready for Christmas, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Anyway, who's born on this day in music? That's what I want to know.
Uh-huh. The first one is Jeff Baxter.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
American guitarist with psychedelic rock band Ultimate Spinach. The Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, their first three albums. Baxter has also worked with many other artists, including Willie DeBaggio, Ryan Adams, Eric Clapton, Sheryl Crow,
wow.
Joni Mitchell, Dolly Parton, Carly Simon, Ringo Starr, Gene Simmons, and Rod Stewart.
See, it's amazing. You can work with all those people. You've got a name like Skunk.
Yeah.
Jeff Skunk Baxter, what a wonderful
exactly.
name.
Exactly.
You know, is it? I would have taken out the middle bit, I think. I would have just called myself Jeff Baxter. But I tell you what a history. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a piece of his music, because one of my favourites is Deacon Blues, or Steely Dan, and the track Deacon Blues. go, great track. Steely Dan there, and Deacon Blue, or Blues. We're just making our way to, well, almost exactly, in actual fact, let me see, 19 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. And, right, that's it. Who else we got born on this day then, yes?
Mm-hmm. The next one is Randy Owen.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1949. American guitarist and singer, songwriter, best known as the lead singer with Alabama.
Ah, okay.
They became the most successful band in country music, releasing over 20 gold and platinum records, dozens of number one singles, and selling over 75 million records during their career.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Alabama. Love in the First Degree. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 16 minutes away from 10 o'clock, so we've got about 11 minutes more music still to go. And what time's your lunch, yeah?
At 11:45.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And you driving?
No, of course. That's crazy.
Or to Casco.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ubering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a taxi, we'll see.
Or taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to Uber tonight to dinner. Well, because Christina will be going there from her office, which is around the corner.
Mm.
And I'll get an Uber as well. Uber has gone very quiet. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I shouldn't say any. Remember, they're going to start messing around with Ubers in the legislative.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Like a few months ago.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 months. It was about 3 months, 3 or 4 months ago, I think. But that's gone very quiet.
Yeah.
Which is very, very sensible, really. Because I think the people have learnt that if you screw them around now, they're not just going to sit back and let you do it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
So there we go. Be warned. Mm-hmm. Times are changing.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except everywhere else. I tell you what, it's, people say to me, so I feel really sorry for you. I say, why is it? Because you've got to go through the news every day. And I don't know. I feel I have to know anyway. But I would feel, if I didn't sort of check on it, I guess it's a bit of an obsession,
mm-hmm.
is to go and check on the news.
Yeah.
When I should really ignore it.
No,
I mean, do you follow the news? I mean, normally.
Well, just in social media, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something like I search.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it's there, always, everywhere.
Good. Mm-hmm. What's that, Wednesday? Oh, tomorrow. Oh, you're not here tomorrow, are you?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, yes, you're going to Ian's graduation.
It's not the graduation.
Isn't
it? We have to go to the church. They have... The church, they have an event.
Oh, okay.
Every year. Which
day is this? Because he is graduating, isn't he?
Yes, on the 20th.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's got a few more days of hell to go yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what school was for me. I mean, does he like school?
Well, now he feels like he's going to be missing everything.
Yeah, I think.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the sort of support, because now he has to have to stand on his own two feet, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, funny enough, because I went to a boarding school since I was about nine. And I went to a boarding school, so I was also, everything was sort of dumpling there. Then I joined the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
Which, of course, everything was there. So I didn't really experience that kind of thing until I was 23.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when all of a sudden I found, oh, God, nobody's to look after me. Oh, this is great. I grew my hair.
Oh, yeah?
We've seen the picture up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, grew it, mm-hmm. sort of, I grew it, not long.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. And hit the town. A bit late, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, enjoy your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all ladies, is it, for lunch?
No.
No?
It's for journalists.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just the DJ. look, have a great time.
Thank you.
All right, if you see anybody I know,
mm-hmm.
say hi.
Okay.
All right. Have a great time.
Have
yes.
fun. You
I'll see you on Friday.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a short week for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
All right. I hope all goes well tomorrow.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy yourself.
Bye.
Take care. Yes. Bye-bye then. Right. And let me see. Christopher. Good morning to you, Christopher. Christopher Boatman dropped us a little line this morning, and he says, good morning again. Could we please hear Como Te Deseo by... It's by Mana. So, absolutely. there we go. Yes, bring us out of this morning's program, Street Life, and bringing down the walls. And, well, as I say, it's time. I've run over a little bit. Time for me to say some quick goodbyes then for this morning. Big thanks to Andreas for being with us this morning and chatting about what's the movies and also what we have been watching on Netflix. Now, one of the things we both agreed on, Squid Games. The challenge, it's worth a watch. And big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Studio. She's off for a nice lunch today. That'll be all rather nice, won't it? And she won't be with us tomorrow because she's got a function there at Ian's school, well, the church. So thanks to Yas doing all our production work, etc. And also to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls, a group of graduates saying, when is he going to stop? In a second, boys and girls will look after us during these 3 hours. So a big thanks to them. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Be back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 till 10, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, please, please do it carefully. Want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.